You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So that means Omari Rush is here. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
Omari is Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, and my co-host for this segment. And today we're joined by a special guest, is an Ann Arbor artist, Phil Dewey, who has a unique specialty. So tell us about what you do, Phil.
I am an artist who specializes in baseball players and then subspecializes in doing baseball players from the Negro Leagues predominantly.
Yeah, what led you to that? Maybe you're going to say that.
Literally, it arose from picking up a pack of postcards on a road trip in about 1994, maybe, 93, where I stopped at the Louisville Slugger Museum and found a pack of postcards on Negro Leaguers. And I probably bought it because it was one of the cheapest things in the gift shop. But I was intrigued that there was this set, players, some of which I knew, sort of the predominant ones. So that was sort of the original impetus, was kind of getting excited about learning about these guys that I didn't know about. Sort of the undercurrent was I was teaching in New York City in public schools, predominantly in schools of color, as most of them are, the public schools there. So that cultural experience for, you know, a white kid from northern Pennsylvania who had really not much experience with folks of color, and then going to college in the Midwest and getting a little more exposed, but you know, really getting hit head on in New York City by that, and young folks too, so a lot of energy. So that was kind of, I think, what was happening at the same time.
I think we need to back up a little bit because I don't know if we fully explained. You draw their pictures. Is it via pencil? Or tell us a little bit more about what you're creating something.
Right. Well, the original series, and I have a few postcards in front of Omari, the one in the middle, A Cool Papa Bell, the original series was done in pencil, working from the photographs just by eye, and then going over it in a series of India ink washes to give it some depth and gravity to it so it wasn't too light. And I was trying to mimic a photograph. And then everything around it, the frame was a old negative holder for a box camera, which I had found. And the verbiage in the Bell piece where it says fast, fast, fast was just a little clipping of an old vintage matchbook cover. So that's what the original idea was, to make a Hall of Fame list of the guys that were in Cooperstown, of which there were only 12 at that time, I believe. And I got almost there. I think I got to 10 of them before I changed direction.
Mm-hmm. So we'll put pictures on our website, WEMU.org. But if people want to see them in person, where can that happen?
Well, there is a show at the Detroit Historical Museum that opens this Saturday, June 15th. And that museum's right across the street from the DIA, which is on Woodward Avenue, 5401. And it is sponsored by the Black Historic Sites Commission and the Friends of Hamtramck Stadium. And that will be a show running all the way from the 15th through the end of September. But the opening will be this coming weekend, and there'll be hot dogs and maybe Cracker Jacks or something.
Because baseball,
yeah.
I get it.
Yes. With Juneteenth around the corner, you know, thinking about the Negro Leagues and about the history of folks playing baseball, black folks playing baseball, it's great to think about it this time of year. So, and of course, I mean, it's great to think about all year, you know, and really think about our history.
There's so many stories involved within the story of the Negro Leagues. And, you know, when people say, you know, why are you doing black history, it's not really your history. And I have to correct them and say that it's American's history. It's all our history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And my initial idea to do this was to celebrate those guys that were disenfranchised, and they went out and made something on their own, despite all the obstacles.
Yeah, thanks for what you do, Phil, and thanks for giving us something also just, like, pretty to look at, too, you know? Like, all these layers
hey.
Of...
You're welcome.
Oh, boy, Lisa. Speaking of lots of pretty things to look at in Ann Arbor that don't have the first name Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
So I'm in radio, just saying.
It is a really great time to be an arts lover and an artist in the area because there's so much going on.
Special company coming to town. Are you excited about that?
Yes. Culture Source with the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs is hosting the National Endowment for the Arts in Southeast Michigan. This is a really great honor, Lisa. They're holding their National Council on the Arts meeting in Detroit. And as part of that visit, we're taking them throughout the region to meet artists, to interact with arts organizations, and show them the things that make us want to live here, work here, that are exuding creativity. You may see us around town. We will be at the Ann Arbor Summer Festival. And there's also a public meeting Friday at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit. That is Friday, June 21, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., free and open to the public.
Pretty rare that they're coming to even Michigan, really, right?
Yeah, it's the second time that meeting has happened outside of Washington, D.C. in at least 30 years. It's a really great honor to be able to host them here. While we're at the Summer Festival, they have so many things for people to get their minds wrapped around and their bodies moving to. But the Summer Festival also sponsors a set of interactive art experiences. And so I just want to, you know, encourage people to keep their eyes open for your buddy, David Zinn, and his interactive chalk drawings that pop up all kinds of places on the
side. I don't know how it is. He's getting even better. The things he's been sharing are just amazing.
Well, you know, that's artists for you, you know.
Yeah.
And Phil even talked about the way that his work is developed. So you'll get to see David's work interact with the environment, and folks will get to interact with him. And then they also, that is the Summer Festival, also has an interactive installation work table that's popping up at the Ann Arbor Art Center, where people get to deconstruct, some might say destroy, objects and have what's left turn into something new and create a new kind of visual experience. So that is also free and open to the public, and it runs June 18 through July 7. So I hope people get to check that out as well.
What's going on at the Washington Street Gallery?
Yes, they have a summer mid-June exhibition. Phil also and I were talking about him showing at WSG with Takeshi Takahara, who will have a printmaking show that focuses on intaglio as the style. WSG just, you know, burst out onto the street, Main Street. And so I encourage people as they're walking by to go to a jazz show or a restaurant to pop in. The opening reception is going to be June 14, 7 to 9 p.m. And there'll be an artist talk. June 23, 3 p.m., an opportunity to learn about this intaglio printmaking style, which I will save for that artist talk a little bit of mystery, or you can also use Google to find out what it means to do printmaking in that way.
So much going on in the world of visual arts, Omari Rush. That's why we always are grateful that you are our co-host for this segment of Art and Soul, and Ann Arbor artist Phil Dewey. We look forward to sharing your work, and hopefully people will catch that. And thank you for listening to 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thanks a bunch, Lisa.